Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
From CNN, I'm Afoma DK with the 5 things you need to know for Friday, March 15th. Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis can either stay on the Georgia election subversion case or fire her special prosecutor, Nathan Wade. That's what a judge overseeing the case ruled today. Attorneys for former President Donald Trump and his co-defendants wanted the DA disqualified from the case. They alleged that her romantic relationship with Wade created a conflict of interest. Here's CNN's Nick Valencia.
The judge saying that there was no through line proven here that Fani Willis was able to enrich herself by hiring Nathan Wade as the lead prosecutor, but he was highly critical of that relationship, saying that Georgia law does not permit an actual conflict for bad choices, even repeated ones.
The judge rebukes the DA for speaking about the case at a church in the Atlanta area in January and warned that she could face a gag order in the future. But he said her comments weren't enough to dismiss the case. Trump's defense attorney Steve Sadow slammed the judge's decision and has indicated he'll likely appeal. Real estate agents will no longer make a standard 6% commission on home purchases. The National Association of Realtors settled with groups of home sellers for $418 million in damages to end antitrust lawsuits and also agreed to put in place a new set of rules on commissions. Critics say the current home buying and selling business model was driving up housing prices. Under the model, sellers are paying their broker fees and those of their buyer's broker, but sellers who brought the lawsuits say they shouldn't have to. The National Association of Realtors has long said commissions are negotiable and that the structure helped make housing more affordable for buyers. But critics have long argued that the fees were expected and that home sellers felt they would lose buyers if they didn't offer them. A judge still has to approve the settlement, but it could make for a more competitive housing market. We have new developments on Gaza ceasefire talks and the Israel-Hamas war. The Israeli Prime Minister's office slammed Hamas's latest proposal for, quote, unrealistic demands. A diplomat confirmed details of the proposal as reported by Reuters, saying the proposal includes the release of Israeli hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners, a permanent ceasefire after the first exchange, as well as a deadline for the Israeli military to leave Gaza. Israel is sending a delegation to Qatar to continue negotiating. Here is Secretary of State Antony Blinken during a news conference in Austria.
We have conversations that are happening now as we speak here, and I'm convinced they'll go on into the coming days. Israel has sent back a negotiating team to pursue this, and I think it reflects the sense both of possibility and of urgency to get an agreement, to get a ceasefire, to get the hostages back, to get even more humanitarian assistance in.
The UN's office in Haiti says it's establishing an air bridge between the country and the Dominican Republic amid ongoing gang violence. The office says the bridge would help temporarily relocate some UN staff outside of Haiti and move crisis management personnel into the country. Dominican authorities say the bridge could become operational next week and bring humanitarian aid into Haiti. According to the chief of the Haitian Medical Association, healthcare in Haiti is, quote, on the verge of disaster, with hundreds of sick people without medicine or care. According to the UN's World Food Program statistics, more than 4.3 million of Haiti's 11.7 million people suffer from acute hunger in Haiti. Coming up, we'll tell you which U.S. city might not have Uber or Lyft anymore.
Going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town. Running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
Lyft and Uber will stop offering their rideshare services in Minneapolis on May 1st. That's because the city council approved a minimum wage for the drivers, which is more than $15 an hour. They overrode Democratic Mayor Jacob Frey's veto of the ordinance. He said he supported a minimum wage for drivers, but thought it should be lowered based on a state study. Lyft said the move makes its, quote, operations unsustainable, while Uber said it could put 10,000 drivers in Minneapolis out of work. And both companies said prices would double if they did stay in the city. Frey is encouraging local politicians to come up with a solution before May 1st. There have been similar initiatives around the country before, but they've generally been met with fierce opposition. That's that's a wrap. We'll be back at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.